AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Prince Harry says he's owning his own story with his new memoir, Spare. On CBS's 60 Minutes, he talks about the reaction to his relationship with his wife, Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex.
A large part of it for the family, but also the British press and numerous other people, is like, he's changed. She must be a witch. He's changed. As opposed to, yeah, I did change, and I'm really glad I changed, because rather than getting drunk, falling out of clubs, taking drugs, I've now found the love of my life.
The National Weather Service says a relentless parade of storms known as atmospheric rivers are forecast to keep hitting California. CBS's Elise Preston describes the danger faced by millions there.
Fierce winds and toppled trees in Sacramento, knocking out power to thousands. Snow piled up in the Sierra Nevada. In San Francisco, people are gearing up for more rain as a new storm system moves across California.
We're hoping that it goes away quick and doesn't rain again for another couple weeks.
The extreme weather raising rivers and pushing levees to their breaking point.
President Biden is in Mexico City, where he'll discuss security and trade with North American leaders tomorrow. Earlier, he stopped in El Paso, Texas, to inspect a stretch of U.S. borders with Mexico. Reporter Chris Fox is there.
El Paso's largest port of entry, the Bridge of the Americas, was President Biden's first stop. He took time to meet with Border Patrol agents and drug-detecting dogs and was shown the equipment and technology used at the border.
Thousands of supporters of former Brazilian President Bolsonaro storm government buildings in the capital. Supporters refused to accept his defeat in the presidential election. It comes 2 years and 2 days after the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Thousands of nurses in New York are ready to walk off the job in just a few hours from now. Reporter Eileen LaPalmer.
8,700 nurses now at three hospitals in the city ready to walk the picket line starting at 6 a.m. if no agreement is reached.
We do not take strikings lightly, but that's what will happen if our bosses give us no other choice.
Nancy Hagans, the president of the New York State Nursing Association. Hagans says the sticking point remains staffing issues. Six hospitals so far have reached a tentative agreement.
Former CBS News correspondent Bernard Kalb has died. Kalb worked here for 18 years. Later, he quit his job at the State Department to protest a misinformation campaign against Libya. Bernard Kalb was 100 years old. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey!
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The Honorable Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received one.
All right, then. Bye-bye now, loser.
Aw, that's sweet. Matt Gaetz gave Trump an opportunity to lose again.
Give him a pity vote.
They're not laughing at you. They're laughing really hard at you.
And now okay. Matt Gaetz might quit the entire thing.
Oh, God.
This is our chance. Yeah, strike while the iron's hot.
Okay, this might be a chance to negotiate with Republicans, right? Seriously.
Yes. I think they'd be into this.
Yes.
Matt Gaetz, Representative Rapey McForehead, said on TV that if Democrats, cooperate and we elect a moderate speaker, he's going to quit.
Yep.
Do it.
Bye-bye.
You're going to quit this bitch.
Test him. See if he's a man of his word and he negotiates in good faith.
I lost count. What? How many times did Kevin McCarthy hit himself in the brain?
We're 11 times so far.
12? Is it 12?
It's 11.
It was 11.
We can say 11 billion.
Really? Yeah. He lost 11 billion times?
11 billion times.
As of this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. How ironic. Today is the anniversary of January 6th, and they have succeeded in stopping the government of the United States from functioning. Nicely done, Republicans.
Well played.
Well played. Wow, I don't even know. Are you hungry? Because there are so many delicious sound bites to dig into. Well, I mean, it's the big. Just when you think the bag of rats can't get bigger,
everyone's pilot. They're like, let's go. This is our chance.
They open the bag. More rats dive in. I'm gonna start with Ali Alexander. Do we have that?
Oh
this
yeah.
Is, speaking because it is the 2-year anniversary of January 6th. Noted insurrectionist.
Yeah.
Ali Alexander.
Coup planner.
Had some thoughts
on Marjorie Taylor
about
Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I think we should also make this into a set while your bumps coming back from the commercial breaks.
Yeah, that's a Stephanie Miller bump for sure. Yeah.
I will not suffer this harlot.
Oh.
I will not be taught vows and loyalty, commitment from a whore. You have got me mistaken for some damn fool, and a fool Ali Alexander has never been called. In the coming days, I'm going to reveal that Marjorie Taylor Greene, in my summation and the summation of lawyers, committed a crime.
Oh.
That crime is going to be handed to the state of Georgia. And the state of Georgia will decide whether they adjudicate that crime or not.
A harlot.
A whore.
We'll get to that in a second. Let's focus on the part about how she's going to jail.
Well, right. He said
so she's going to jail. They're going to give evidence.
And lawyers' opinions.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well.
She's going to jail. Matt Gaetz is quitting. We're having an excellent day so far.
He's going to quit as long as Democrats cooperate with Republicans. So,
all right, hang on. There's more. Okay. Ali Alexander has more.
All right, here we go.
Marjorie.
The House Ethics Committee and House Rules must expel Marjorie Taylor Greene
when this
evidence comes to light.
Yes.
Ho, go home.
Oh.
I am done with you. You are lukewarm. I am spitting you out of my mouth. You played me and no more. Everyone will know about your drunken night because the consultants who have drunk with you will have to choose whether they fear me or whether they fear you. Fear me, Marge. They fear me a lot more than they fear you.
God, someone thinks really highly of himself.
You know what? I'm rooting for Allie in this fight.
This puts the yay in Fry-yay. I'm just saying.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, the bag of rats is really, I'm just saying. Okay. If that isn't like three or four different Stephanie Miller sound bites by Monday, there's no God, Crystal Boy.
And I'm slacking.
Or Harlot.
Go home, ho.
Go home, ho.
I am home, so that, I don't know
too
if that
late.
Fits. I don't know if that fits, but okay. Wow. Wow, wow. I may have gotten overexcited even gastrointestinally again. I've got to figure out what's going on with my rumble tumble. You might want to talk amongst yourselves.
Are you? What is going on?
I know. It's bad. I'll be right back. Okay.
This is a great time for me to reset our phone system because our phone lines aren't working.
Okay, good. We'll do that. And, okay. Hi, Travis. You're on TV now. Can't hear you. Change the mic's not on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm resetting our phone system right now.
Okay.
This is what goes on around here when Stephanie's in the bathroom taking a dump.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's...
Yeah, okay. Maybe some Imodium might be in order.
You would think that 2 days in a row she would learn to time her fruit consumption after
better. I don't know what it is.
Oh, she's coming back right here.
Okay. Did you wipe?
Did you flush?
Did you wash your hands?
I heard a flush. I don't know. I mean,
this is so professional.
I have a camera today.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
I forgot. It's in a different slot. But, you know, we found it. Oh, look, the phones are working now.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Stephanie, the phones are working for you now.
Did you wash? Did you wipe?
Yep.
Did you flush?
Yep.
Yeah, we fixed the phone system while you were in the bathroom.
My coffee
they went away.
Is way too strong for how exciting all the news is this week. Okay.
What happened to your tea consumption?
I think that might be it. I might be lacking in my tea consumption.
Yeah.
My digestive.
Yeah. Go switch back to tea.
I think I will.
Okay, thank you. And your audience, thanks.
About an hour ago would have been a time to do that.
Switch to decaf. Okay. Anyway, where was my...
I don't know. Allie Alexander.
Oh, Catherine Clark, who is awesome, who we've had on this show. I don't know where to start with the awesomeness, but here we go.
Good morning and happy Groundhog Day. Today marks day 3 of the 118th Congress. We've taken 6 votes for Speaker, and the results speak for themselves. House Democrats are united behind our leader, Hakeem Jeffries, and in the fight for lower costs, green jobs, and safer communities.
Wow, 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 wow. That's true. They should. Do they play it like, the national anthem or anything when they start? They should replace it with. Can't Richard Hensel be the.
I know, he needs to call in today.
Good morning, campers! I think they could.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do the national anthem or whatever. Maybe I'm thinking of a sports game. Do they do that for Congress?
A sports game? Sports ball?
When people sport the sports.
When they play sports
ball? Hey, Hamlin opened his eyes and is...
He did. And he's writing things down.
And recover and
he asked,
and
did we win?
What?
I know.
He asked, did we win?
Yeah.
No, that's a competitor.
And the doctor said, no, but you won.
Yes. It's the game of life. It's true. That was a heartwarming story.
It was.
Yes. Okay.
See, I gave you nice things.
I'm just saying, we're such liberal helpers. Open the Congress every day with I've Got You, Babe. Say happy Groundhog Day. Here we go again. Are you sure it was only 11 votes? I thought it was 12 when
11.
I went to
it was
sleep.
11.
It was 11.
Oh. Well, today he has an opportunity to lose 12.
Yes.
Yes.
Here's a historical fun fact.
12, 13, and 13.
Let's go for a Baker's Dozen.
Yeah.
Let's go for
the
Baker's Dozen at least.
Bakersfield Dozen.
Yeah. Oh, see, nailed it.
Oh.
That was, you know what?
That's
that was
good.
You know what,
right?
Stephanie?
For me.
Did you write that just now?
I just now.
Just
I did.
Off the top of your head.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Wow. What is going on? I'm
I don't
getting
know.
Support from my... treacherous staff.
When you do good, we support you.
Yeah, we try to reinforce the good behavior.
That's obviously rare.
Not like going to the bathroom live on air.
Right.
I really got a situation going on this week, as you can tell. Oh,
you know what?
I think it's traveling, all that stuff. You know, I think eight different things that I'm used to eating, and Grandma doesn't leave the house.
I think you need to talk to Dr. Renee Barish, the tummy whisperer.
Yes,
from our,
in Chicago.
From our Chicago affiliate, WCPT.
Dr. Barish, give me a call. Yes. The tummy whisperer.
Yes.
Stop during the show. That's what she's going to whisper at me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, where was I? Oh, okay. We're liberal helpers.
Yeah.
Open with Groundhog Day. Oh, the last time, I'm sorry, I was imparting a historical fun fact. The last time we had this many votes, we had a civil war right after it.
Yeah.
It was over 200 years ago.
Wrong this time, because this is what his book is about. They want to kill Americans.
I don't think one side was laughing at the other, though, back then.
Yeah.
Right now.
There's more popcorn and more laughing now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a little more.
That's when they get you.
Jocularity.
First of all, speaking of harlots and whores, how many different speakers has Lauren Boebert voted for? I mean, I know she has a husband who waves his around at a bowling alley, but dear God, she is just whoring all over the house.
Marjorie Taylor Greene's like, slow down, girl. Pick one.
Hold on, ho.
Yeah. Hold my whatever. Okay. I don't know. What do hoes say? Hold my in place of beer. Hold my.
Diaphragm?
Yeah. Something.
Hoes don't wear diaphragms.
That was good for a homo. Good job.
Hoes don't wear diaphragms.
How do you know?
Well, they could, so they can hoe more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't they generally on the pill?
I don't know. Here's three homos having a discussion about hetero whores.
Yes.
Anyone that knows anything about hetero whores, call now. The number's 323-410-0458.
We have several hoes that call in regularly.
Would hold my IUD be better?
Do people still
How
use
dare
those?
You?
I don't know.
Lucretia in Milwaukee is not a hoe. Hello, Lucretia. Welcome.
Well, good morning. It's the Sweetie Church whore calling in.
And oh, that's right. You are one of the whores.
I told you we have several whores listening.
I was thinking of the giggling whore from Maryland. Jenny, the giggling whore from Maryland.
This is Lucretia, the Sweaty Church whore.
I'm the whore. I'm the whore on the right side of justice.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I am loving this whole talk.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, so all the way to crybabies, they're talking about, oh, well, they have the bags of popcorn, boo-hoo-hoo. It's like, you know what, Gallagher from Wisconsin, shut up, and the woman with the two-colored dress, that heifer. It's like, you know what, you guys are mad. But why are you guys mad? Because you know what, if the shoe was on the other foot, would they be doing the same damn thing? And I think they're just mad because they didn't think about it first. But you did beat me to the punch, Miss Stephanie. With Bimbo Boebert switching different speakers, it's like, who's next? Is it going to be the Hamburglar?
You know what? That might be for the 14th ballot today.
Let's try that one.
All right. Back to your sweating. Back to your sweating and whoring now. Love you.
All right. Ta-ta.
All right. Bye-bye.
Ta-ta. Ta-tas.
Here is Bobo. Lauren Boebert. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Lauren
Boebert. It is not happening. And as it's been said, we need to get to a point where we start evaluating what life after Kevin McCarthy looks like. America doesn't want more talk. And I'm going to keep my speech a little short. Huh? They want action. I'll take that.
Oh, my God. Okay. My God. As we said yesterday, we're running out of analogies, but...
I need a Cher remix of Do You Believe in Life After Love?
Kevin McCarthy is Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense.
Oh. He doesn't know he's dead.
Oh, my God. There you go again with the spoiler alert. Oh, my God.
I think Morning Joe listens, by the way. He used that same joke this morning.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah. Thieving you and Morning
whore.
Joe.
Thieving whore.
Perrick.
Joe Scarborough.
Well, I mean, you know, some people have stolen, some of the best people have stolen from us.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people are stealing from us. We own Representative Rapey McForehead.
Yeah.
Every time that trends. Wait, where's the thing about Chris always gets the movies wrong? Where is that?
What?
I have it here somewhere.
What?
It is a recurring theme, right?
I remember seeing the tweet yesterday in the 11 billion you sent.
I did send 11 billion.
It might take you a while to find it.
Oh, here it is.
Oh.
John tweeted, Steph, there seems to be a recurring theme. Steph references a scene for a popular movie. Chris, I've never seen that movie. At this point, I think Chris just eats meat, lifts weights, and watches cat videos on Instagram. # still everyone's hall pass. Okay.
No,
You're just going to have limited conversations with your hall pass. You just have get right to the sex, because otherwise all he wants to talk about is meat, weights, and cats.
My taste in films tends more towards the artistic rather than the blockbuster, so...
You haven't seen anything. There's not one movie I've referenced that you don't go, I didn't see that. Because there are classics like Godfather.
But yeah, your references aren't always the most accurate. Yeah,
I beg your pardon.
That is true.
He was dead the whole time. There! Spoiler alert!
Well, whenever you reference something, it's like, can you make a bump out of that song, It Funks Your Mother? So nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
Your point that it does not funk my mother?
Does your mother want to get funked?
Well, It's hard to say. I'll ask.
Sometimes it's hard to tell what you're talking about when you're referencing art.
All right, just make a bunch of Stephanie Miller dumps dropped out of that Allie Alexander.
No, you already made the Stephanie Miller dumps this morning.
Yeah, that happened during the first segment.
We're still in the first segment.
At least I got it out of the way before the first guest.
True. Ooh, although we could have a great conversation with Glenn. Maybe okay. Media would pick it up.
It's the Colin Blow of Justice. That's what I'm doing. Before Glenn gets here, it's in just a few minutes. And Bugle saying, and for Angela.
Well, it's a packed day.
I mean,
we are back in full force.
What more do you want?
Bitches.
What more do you want?
Yeah. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Food.
Oh, no meat meal.
Are Fanny and I doodle browsing? Perhaps. Do I know what
that
I would feed?
That can mean so many things.
Listen, I am a long time, as you know, dog mama, dog lover, and I thought I had the best food for my dogs, and then I found out that meat meal is one of the ingredients. Mm-hmm. It's an ingredient in a lot of dog foods, and it's no bueno. It's not real meat. Look at your bag of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are turkey, duck, beef. They're actual meat. And then they throw in some omega-3 rich seeds and antioxidant rich vegetables and fruit designed to support your dog's youthful vitality, easy digestion, healthy skin, help them experience a full, active life at any age. It's for any size dog, any age. Yeah. It is the best food. Freeze-dried, raw food. It's not that soft stuff and you got to put it in the freezer and it's messy. This is pantry safe. It's fantastic and dogs love the flavor. Right now, get 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text stop to opt out or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
Makes me sick in a wonderful, wonderful way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dinobite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Try it before you buy it. Go to Dinovite.com to get your 15-day free trial.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about.
A new report from Politico shines a light on candidate quality.
I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Get it, Kev. This is your day.
You can do it.
I have the tiger. You're going to eat thunder and crap lightning or
whatever.
Something. Do it.
Don't stop believing, Kev. Don't stop believing.
Eyes on the prize, Kev.
Don't stop believing, man.
Have we thought about bringing Apollo Creed in to train him? Or maybe
he died.
Did we send him a Burgess Meredith alarm clock to get up today?
Yes.
Come on, Kev. This is it.
Get up, you lazy son of a bitch. I said wake up, you loser.
Both those characters died in those movies.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Okay.
He's also dead and he doesn't know it yet.
Well.
He is Kevin Geist.
But he's still occupying the speaker's office.
He's still... Oh, Matt Gaetz even went after him yesterday.
Yes,
he did. 13.
He did.
Oh, 13. Oh, let's
okay,
do it again.
Here we go.
Yeah, I forgot this.
We also have to restore to the speaker's office an actual person that ought to be in the speaker's office, not the squatter who is currently there. And if the architect of the Capitol is listening, I sent a letter, and I would like to know what the basis is to allow somebody to occupy the speaker's office who comes in second place 10 straight times. Is there like some basis in law or rule or precedent for that? And so I nominate President Trump because we must make our country great again. We could start by making the House of Representatives great again.
Smattering of applause.
No one else clapping.
No one else votes for him. Oh my God, this is just, I can't write this any better. Yeah. Do we have the Veep? Julia Louis-Dreyfus is correct. She said, if we don't win an Emmy for this episode of Veep, I am leaving the Academy. Speaking of fantastic comedic actresses, I was tweeting back and forth with Kristen Johnson yesterday.
Oh, I love her.
Because I tweeted Jim Carrey hitting himself in the head.
Yeah.
And I said, going live to the floor for a look at Kevin McCarthy. And she tweeted back another gif of somebody punching himself in the face.
Yeah.
And I tweeted back another one of Fight Club.
I did the Captain Kirk slapping himself across the face.
Oh, that's what Kirsten did. She did the Captain Kirk slapping himself, and then I did back the Fight Club one where he keeps hitting himself in the face.
You've never seen Fight Club?
No. Don't be ridiculous. And that's your job, not seeing any popular
movie. I've seen Fight Club.
I've seen that one.
Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
So that in the
I've
theater.
I've seen parts of it.
The Venn diagram of the movies you both have seen are two circles.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I'm sorry they've chewed up all your time, Sue, but go ahead.
Can I give it a shot?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Guess I have the absolute solution to this problem. All the Democrats have to do, all 212, is nominate Hunter Biden for Speaker. And the Republicans will freak out so badly, we'll get at least six, and they'll elect Representative Jeffries by acclamation and make him the speaker, and this show can, this ridiculous clown show can end and we can start governing again.
By the way, we should stop calling it a circus. Even a circus has a ringleader. They have no ringleader.
Yeah.
It is an anarchist circus. 29 minutes after the hour. Get me Glenn Kirshner.
I did.
Oh,
he's been gotten.
Okay, he's next.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. Prince Harry talks about the death of his mother, Princess Diana, and how he and Prince William thought she might have faked her own death on 60 Minutes.
For a time, and then that she would call us and we would go and join her. Yeah.
How long did you believe that?
Years. Many, many years. And William and I talked about it as well. He had similar thoughts.
His memoir, Spare, hits bookshelves Tuesday. Deadly drenching rain and winds hit California again. CBS's Elise Preston says more is on the way.
The relentless storms are now to blame for at least 7 deaths across the state. While the clouds move in, new fears as California sits in the path of a series of cyclones.
President Biden visits the U.S.-Mexico border. It was not exactly a warm welcome, says correspondent Christina Ruffini.
Moments after stepping onto a Texas tarmac, President Biden was handed a letter by the state's Republican governor, Greg Abbott.
It is stunning and astonishing and outrageous that this is his first time down here.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Kevin McCarthy is now being held hostage to his own ambitions by the dangerous members that he's enabled. let's look at the extremists who have taken over. Lauren Boebert is whipping votes. MTG is their spokesperson, and Matt Gaetz is negotiating the rules.
All right. It is a Friday, I have to say. And also, because twice in 1 week, thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Steffi Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Good morning, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
Are you enjoying the clown show presently going on? This is the anniversary of January 2nd, or excuse me, 6th. And it seems to me that they've achieved their goals of stopping the functioning of the United States government.
Yeah, I mean, what an embarrassment that, you know, they can't even elect a leader. I mean, perhaps not surprising, there are not a lot of leaders in the Republican Party, and certainly not in Congress, but, you know, they're letting the clowns run the show, and I guess this is what we should expect.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. We've been talking for however long about is justice going to come for these members of Congress who are, I mean, you know, it's not a shock that they're having yet another insurrection. These are the people that were involved in January 6th. I know you've probably heard this Ali Alexander stuff. You know, him threatening to release evidence that Marjorie Taylor Greene committed a crime and will get her expelled from Congress. I know as a prosecutor, you used to, when dirtbags go to jail, it's normally because other dirtbags. I know you have to check the veracity because he's a dirtbag. But what do you make of that, of what he's talking about?
Yeah, I don't credit anything that character has to say. We'll wait to see what kind of evidence he produces. I know he said he's going to give it to the Georgia state authorities. At least I think if it lands in Fannie Willis's hands, we can trust that it will be handled well, responsibly, competently, aggressively. So, but you know what? Let's see what he has to provide. But Steph, you asked the exact right question. Are these insurrectionists going to be sworn into Congress again? You know, if you look at the 14th Amendment, and let's remember, who is it that loves them some strict construction and originalism when it comes to the Constitution? That would be the Republicans, right?
Yeah.
And here is, it's all of about 30 words, because in the event they can elect a speaker, which will probably happen eventually, the next thing that will happen is members of Congress will be sworn in. But here's what the Constitution says. No person shall be a representative in Congress who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection. Steph, strictly construed and applied. That means the Constitution prohibits the insurrectionists from being sworn into Congress. So the question is, what are we going to do about it? What is our government? What will our elected officials do about it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as many people have said, this is of Kevin McCarthy's own making. If he had stood by what he said on January 6th and ejected these members from Congress, we wouldn't be here today. So it's you just said, don't you love how the party that tried to overturn the will of the American voters is standing on the House floor blathering on about how much the American people are in charge? Hypocrisy much?
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing was predictable.
Yeah. And you know, Kevin McCarthy has no principles. This is a naked power grab. And I do wonder how long he will sacrifice the Congress and the country to his own unbridled desire to grab, you know, the reins of power in the House. Will he at some point say, look, whether I'm being held hostage or not by these 10 or 20 never Kevin types, at some point I have to step aside if it looks like I will not become speaker and let somebody, you know, who actually has a shot at being elected speaker, take over.
Yeah. Well, you also said, so Trump throws his weight behind McCarthy and McCarthy loses again. The Republican Party seems stubbornly unwilling to learn its lesson. This is a worldwide embarrassment, what's going on at this point. But, you know, to your point, you said, how in hell do all of Donald Trump's criminal associates continue to hover above the law? Jack, will you please prod the rule of law into wakefulness already? And the breaking news this morning, I wanted to get your take, is Jack Smith apparently has given a signal into the investigation where his Donald Trump investigation is going by adding two specialists in public corruption cases to his staff. What does that say to you?
Yeah, it tells me they're moving toward indictments. Mm-hmm. Now, I maintain that it has taken far too long. I had high hopes that Merrick Garland would go after this aggressively, but it kind of proves that he didn't, probably because he was too much judge and not enough prosecutor at the end of the day. So as frustrated as I am with the pace, and you know what really got me over the last 24 hours, Steph, is Donald Trump reviving his lies about Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, the Georgia state election workers. He knows that these are lies. His own Department of Justice told him these are lies. And what did he just do? He revived those lies and put those women again in harm's way. And he's in a position to do it because DOJ has failed to charge him for his crimes. That is unforgivable.
Yeah. Well, and you also talked about, you said, I'm glad President Biden is awarding the presidential citizen medals to Georgia election workers, Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman. But with Trump reviving his intentional lies and putting them back in harm's way, that's why, you're saying you're so disgusted that DOJ's leadership has failed them. Glenn, are we coming up, this is 2 years ago, are we coming up on statute of limitations?
No, because typically the statute of limitations is 5 years from the date of the crime or crimes until the prosecutors must indict or run out of time. So we still have the statute of limitations may not be an impediment, but the health of our democracy and the safety of people like Ruby and Shea Moss, that is really what we're coming up against.
You tweeted the newly released January 6th text by Hope Hicks that starts with, "We all look like domestic terrorists now," perfectly sums up not only Trump's culpability for the insurrection, but the priorities of Trump and his corrupt cabal. A lot of these, obviously goes to their sort of selfishness, and all they were concerned about was themselves on January 6th. But it does also go to his intent legally, correct?
It really does. And who knew Hope Hicks could be so compelling, because in just a couple of text messages that were recently disclosed, she proved, one, that the folks in Trump's inner circle knew Donald Trump was responsible for the insurrection. Two, she said the only people who will have us as speakers in the future are the Proud Boys. So she virtually announced who Donald Trump's allies were in the insurrection, white supremacist groups, and three, Steph, and here's the kicker. While police officers were being attacked, while the Capitol was under siege, while our lawmakers were at risk, Hope Hicks was texting, "Oh my goodness, do you know this? What this is going to do to my future job prospects?" That shows that Trump and his inner circle were not in it to serve the public. They were in it to see how the public could serve them.
Yeah. And speaking of testimony, you said Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony shows how DOJ's refusal to indict Mark Meadows for contempt of Congress comes home to roost. Again, we talked, I guess, earlier in the week, right, about what Mark Meadows has been awfully quiet and whether we're trying to decide, has he flipped? Will he flip? Where are you on that? I mean, I know some people have given it. Did you give a time frame of by April? I think for the most of us lay people, we're like, why does it take so long?
Yeah, we kick around time frames a lot. And Steph, full disclosure, my predictions are probably wrong more often than they're right, because we're all kind of flying blind with respect to what's going on inside my old professional home, the Department of Justice. I think April is probably as good a guess as any, because we all have to recognize that once Jack Smith was appointed to take over these criminal investigations of Donald Trump, he needs to do some due diligence, right? He needs to get his arms around these investigations, figure out who should be charged and for what. So, if we don't see some, and I feel like we've been saying this for years now, right?
Yeah.
If we don't see charges by month X, we're in deep trouble. Here we are again. If we don't see them by April, I think we're in deep trouble. I do still believe we're going to see charges.
Yeah. The last breaking news I wanted to, is the newly released document created by a Michigan Republican Party conflicts with a certificate signed and submitted by Trump supporters claiming he won the state's 2020 election. The certificate asserts that all of Michigan's 16 electors proceeded to vote by ballot December 14th and cast all of their electoral votes for the former president. But a separate document prepared by state GOP officials said the electors had only participated in a ceremony pledging to cast their votes for Trump if given the chance. The Michigan GOP chair at the time, Laura Cox, said it was a ceremony, and I didn't want it to be misconstrued as something other than a ceremony. Is that a defense that they were having some fake ceremony? Isn't that like Carrie Lake saying she's the duly elected governor of Arizona? Like, what is that?
These are all after you get caught. You try to clutch at whatever straws you can, making up bogus explanations and rationalizations. You know, the fake elector certificates, which were signed virtually under the penalties of perjury and then put in the U.S. mail, snail mail, that's a 20-year offense because that's mail fraud. And that's just for openers, Steph. You know, the evidence of Trump and company's crimes is so overwhelming that once we get our feet in the well of a court and argue to 12 people sitting in a jury box, it's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. Take it from this old prosecutor. It's just getting us into the well of the court has been so dang difficult for reasons that I will never understand.
Yeah. Well, as you always say, who's going to take the maiden legal voyage? And I still don't know whether you think espionage, Georgia, or January 6th is going to be first up.
Yeah, I think Fani Willis and Jack Smith are going to run a race sort of neck and neck until we see who is the first to drop an indictment. But, Steph, as sure as I'm sitting here, an indictment will come. An indictment has to come if we care about the continued viability of our republic. Never mind the health of our republic, but the viability of our republic.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Captain America. You've
Thank
served
you,
your, you've served your
Love
country
you.
Twice this week.
Yes.
That is important. Love you.
See you guys.
Here he goes.
Bye.
Hero, Glenn Kirshner.
Yep.
46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my Democracy Bombas socks.
Oh.
Yes. I've worn them because our democracy was saved.
Okay.
They're
preserving the democracy
January 6th.
Right now.
Yes. Yes.
It takes a lot of footwork.
Mm-hmm. They're also my all performance ones because I'm going to do a number of different things today. And you don't have to, you know, send a memo to your socks every time you change activities.
Well, we have sunshine today, so
I know, right?
You're going to be outdoors.
Yeah. Well, Bombas socks are just the best socks in the world. Art support, stay up technology. You know, you don't know how important that is. Do you understand one of the banes of my existence is when I'm hiking and my sock used to fall down into my, and then you got to stop, take your shoe off, pull your sock back up. It's no bueno.
No.
Bombas socks, stay up technology. Arch support, pillow-like tabs, the best constructed socks ever. The best materials, merino wool, Pima cotton, even cashmere. The T-shirts, the underwear, everything is tagless, seamless, amazing. And for every pair you buy, yes, that's right, they give a pair to someone in need. Aren't you a fantastic person?
Yes.
You can feel fantastic about yourself. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie, 20% off your first purchase. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout. Bombas.com/Stephanie.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England with American Cruise Lines. Visit Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Bar Harbor while enjoying an authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. A new report from Politico shines a light on candidate quality problems that plagued Republicans throughout the 2020 midterms. One Republican, Dan Crenshaw, said, "We lost races we easily should have won. We elected 25-year-olds to be our nominees. I'm sure they're nice people, but they have 2 years work experience at most, so in the general election, people are like, no, we're not electing that. Fight, fight, fight. They're all awful." Find The Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Twitter, you scamps. There's Kevin McCarthy in a blonde wig sitting on a toilet holding up a pregnancy test, and it just says not speaker again. A whole bunch of them on the floor. Not speaker again.
Oh, poor 11, Kevin.
11 of them are on the floor.
11 T billion.
Right, exactly.
Do you have to pee on pregnancy tests?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Right. Chris, who said, "I will not suffer this harlot. I will not be taught vows and loyalty commitment from a whore."
Jessica Rabbit.
No, that was Allie Alexander about Marjorie Taylor Greene. All right, I'm officially having too much fun. Between that and, what was it? Oh, the Sean Hannity-Lauren Boebert fight from two nights ago. Oh, by the way, I have a bunch of guests.
Laura Ingraham got in a fight with somebody.
Oh, yeah, wait, hang on. I'm getting to that. That was my setup.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead here. Sorry.
That was my setup. Hang on, I'm still in Big Bag of Rats.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Okay, hang on, hold please.
Okay.
Who said it's not just the GOP leadership has failed? Almost the entire GOP pundit class has failed. Just look at all the grifters who pretend to speak for the GOP base who are backing Kevin McCarthy, Hannity, Levin, Ingraham, Kilmeade, Shapiro, Huckabee. Who said that?
Judge Doom.
No, some right-wing whack on Twitter. Someone named Emerald. Who said Hannity's a globalist lapdog who simply does what his demon handlers tell him to do? Doesn't matter. Someone named Grammy,
Daffy
somebody.
Duck?
Pammy, somebody. Okay. Right-wing whack. Who said Hannity's only concerned about his bottom line, sold out to stay rich, just a puppet for his lib bosses?
Donald Duck.
Well, some right-wing whack named Rick. Who said, sellout, Hannity. No, preacher dad. Preacher dad said that. Okay.
Well, you're not giving me a chance.
Oh, okay. I'll do one more. Hannity went rhino, just like Megyn Kelly. How'd that work out for her? Adored by the elite leftists that pulled her away from Fox magazine covers and a talk show, but no one tuned in. Sorry, Sean. Vanity Fair called. They still don't want you on their cover. By the way, where is she now? Who's that?
Minnie Mouse?
No. Some right-wing whack named Colette.
Colette. Okay, I can
Who
try
said,
again.
A major takeaway from this whole situation with the House Speaker is that it's exposing how deep the swamp is with the uniparty and the media. The whole country saw what saw Hannity for the shill that he is, and now this. They have zero problem calling us terrorists and insurrectionists. Oh, that was about Brian Kilmeade calling them insurrectionists. Who said that?
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
No, some right-wing whack on Twitter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who. Okay. Dave in San Francisco. Hello, Dave.
Oh, morning, Steph. Yeah, I heard you talking about religious analogies. If you think about what they're bargaining for to get this leadership, they're bargaining for America. They're bargaining for the right to ruin our health care. They're bargaining for the right to privatize the riverfronts or the oceans or anything else.
Yeah.
And if you were to look at it in a religious analogy, you remember when Jesus is dead and the centurions are taking lots on Jesus's raiment. And so America is being chopped up and put up on the auction block for the benefit of these scammers that want to seize America.
Right.
So how's that for a religious analogy?
Yeah, that's true. We'll ask John Fugelsang, my personal comedy Jesus, about that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus comes back to life. Oh, I'm sorry.
Spoiler
now that we've
alert.
Given away the spoiler alert to Sixth Sense, I just can't stop myself.
Way to go,
This one's
Steph.
For you, nerd.
Oh,
uh-oh. Adam tweets, that gavel keeps looking like it wants to fly into Hakeem Jeffries' hands like Thor's hammer.
Oh, I got that reference. I totally got
that's
that.
That's such a nerd reference. It's true.
It's true. I got that
the
reference,
gavel
too.
Is like it's trying to go to Hakeem Jeffries.
That's a blockbuster movie. You don't watch those.
I've seen a Marvel movie or two.
Seth, the homo of hope in Los Angeles. Hello, Seth.
Good morning, everybody. I told you it was going to be an amazing show.
Thank you.
So I've got the solution, because there's really only one person that can unify that Republican Party that stands for all of their values.
Yes.
And that would be George Santos.
Yes. Yes. Was that Jamie? Oh, hello, puppy. Did Jamie Raskin tweet
there.
We didn't have all this trouble when George Santos was speaker?
Yes.
Exactly. So a couple of other things. I think if those 20 really want to freak out Kevin and the Republicans,
yes,
five of them should vote for Hakeem Jeffries.
Huh.
And that would just like totally blow their minds. But, of course, you know they're bad at math, right? So they might overcount and they could actually put him in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, Andrew Wortman said, your daily reminder that any six Republican members can end this anytime by voting for Representative Jeffries. They'll probably get some pretty sweet committee assignments out of it, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they hadn't thought of that. And Jack tweets, the best part about Matt Gaetz nominating Donald Trump for speaker is it means Trump has lost another election. You know, you don't get that opportunity every day.
He came in last
place.
Quite
that big a loser.
Yeah, he came in last.
Matt's was the only vote he got. How do you think he... Do you think he enjoyed seeing that? Just the one Trump and just one.
Yeah.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
One vote.
Trump's
one.
Like, see, I'm number one. Just, I'm number one.
Just rapey.
Number one.
Just rapey and his
Donald
forehead.
Trump.
Michael
wow.
in the... Hang on. Oh, no. Karen in Chicago's here.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Hi.
Boo-boo-foo-foo.
Hi. Good morning. Yes, Elliot Alexander. Hell hath no fury like an insurrectionist scorned, I guess.
Right?
You know, and it's like, I am here for it. Let them all eat each other. And my hope is that Jack Smith is on this.
Yeah.
And, hey, let the votes continue on and on and on, and maybe
yes.
we'll see some indictments before anything happens.
There you go. Turn it up to 11. Let's,
you know?
Let's vote 11,
exactly.
11 billion more times.
Sure.
We have John Fugel saying, we have Frangelo. We got a Friday show.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.